This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Robot-proof jobs, our series this month about how humans should play machines and software to their advantage. A White House report last year found lower-income workers, those who make less than $41,000 a year, are at the most risk to the robots, although middle-class jobs are increasingly affected. One solution is to be sure that more people have access to better jobs in, for instance, the tech industry. But a federal government report also finds that just about 7% of tech jobs are held by African Americans, 8% by Hispanics. Marketplace reporter Allison Keyes has more here on efforts to close this gap.
In St. Louis, about 30 people are sitting in a coding training class run by the nonprofit Launch Code. It operates in 6 locations nationwide, helping people find careers in technology through education and matching them with companies that need tech talent.
Digital literacy is becoming just more and more of an imperative in today's society.
Haley Schoaf, Launch Code's education director for operations, says certain people aren't getting access to the training to get tech jobs.
When you look at the kind of people that face those barriers, I would say a disproportionate number of them are, you know, women, people of color, people from low-income backgrounds that just don't have access to these opportunities.
70% of Launch Code students are making less than $30,000 a year, and many come from blue-collar manufacturing jobs or service industries such as hospitality. About half of the students in one program are people of color, but there have been some huge success stories.
There she is over there. There's LaShawna.
In March of 2015, President Obama mentioned Launch Code alum LaShawna Lewis in a speech. She's an African-American woman who majored in computer science but didn't finish and couldn't get a job without a college degree. She worked entry-level jobs, continued honing her computer skills. Now she's a systems engineer at MasterCard.
What happened to me ushered in like a new reality with this world.
Lewis remembers often being the only woman and the only Black person in her computer classes. Her job, fixing computers, is likely safe from robots, and she thinks despite technology, there'll be a need for humans.
Computers are here to kind of service what humans need, and what humans need change. So, you know, you have to have a human somewhere.
Economics professor Duran Acemoglu at MIT co-authored a study that finds robots will win the battle with humans over jobs. He says robots and increased automation will cause employment losses and negative effects on wages, particularly for low-income earners and people of color. However,
I think every group in U.S. society is ill-prepared for it.
Because
we have definitely been asleep at the wheel when it comes to our education system.
Acemoglu stresses that technology is a good thing for increasing productivity and the quality of our lives, but some people are going to need help coping with it, and they can be better employed with help from the right institutions. In Washington, I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.
I have been out in search of some wild ideas to help humans come out the winners, with nearly half of all work in America vulnerable to automation. My series is accumulating in the regular Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, or search Marketplace and Robot Proof.